Nice win last night, Ravenna. Look, the scores, some of the highlights on that, and your kids came out, sound like had a great night, didn't they?
They played pretty well, especially defensively. So, yeah.
You're off to a pretty good start. You got a good record so far. You played, you know, Northwest, and I know that was a kind of a tough loss. St. Pat's, Ord, Ravenna. So you've won three straight. So the kids are getting their feet under him, aren't they?
They are. You know, I'm really happy with where we're at. Obviously, we'd like to be 4-0, but I think we've improved since the first game of the year, and that's one of the most important things.
What happened last night? Last night was your most dominating win, so to speak, 45-17. Just, good defensive effort. You really held them in check last night.
Yeah, they struggled shooting the ball from the outside. You know, they didn't make a three, and we just did a good job in our harassing them a little bit in our press. And you know, defensively, we're pretty good, especially in our zone. And so, they're down a little bit, and we took advantage of that.
As far as your kids are concerned, the returnees back. You had quite a few returning Letterman starters back from last year's team?
We had three starters back and four other kids that played off and on last year. So it was a nice core group, and then we've got some younger kids that we're trying to mix in as they get a little bit more comfortable with what we're doing.
And a team, we watch, of course, a lot of these girls play volleyball, play basketball as well. So size, you've got some size that you can kind of help you along the way too, don't you?
We do. And we're trying to take advantage of that when we can. And we're trying to modify what we're doing a little bit so we can take advantage of that. So, but at the same time, we're not going to go too far away from what we like to do.
It's the Kelly Squires averaging about almost 12, 13 points a game. London Carnes, Tessa Colling, a couple other girls. So pretty good balance. You're getting some scoring from a few different people, aren't you?
We are, and it varies from night to night, So, and that's a good thing. Kelly's kind of been our leader the past couple years, and, some of the other kids are stepping up a little bit, and that's nice to see. It just gives us a little bit more balance.
The Bison making the return to Kearney Catholic, Coach. It's been a couple of years since we've been in the old gym, and good to have this pairings of teams back on the list for you.
It's a good matchup. We went down there last year, and it was a hard-fought game, and we were fortunate to come away with a win.
This is one of two left on the schedule before your Christmas break, Boone Central. So any holiday tournaments you're going to be doing this year?
Well, it's our turn. We host a holiday tournament. It alternates with Amherst every year, and it's our turn to host this year. And it's a really difficult tournament. We have Amherst. I think their boys are up in the rankings, and so are their girls. And St. Cecilia and York, and so it's jam-packed holiday tournament.
So no question, this is going to be some of your toughest games to date, won't they?
Yeah, we have a tough stretch coming up, and hopefully we can get our girls to respond.
Down the line, you just look down the line. Your schedule is just solid. When you get to subs, your subs always. Gosh, you look at the teams involved. It's never easy to get out of the sub, is it?
No, it's not. You hope that by that time you have enough wins to maybe. Even if you don't get out of there, maybe get to a district game where it's a one game shot, and anything can happen. But we'll just try and get better as the year goes on. That's really the most important thing. The kids are having fun and enjoying it, and so we just look forward to trying to get better each game.